The first of three finalists for the job of Boston school superintendent face the public today. These are public interviews. WBUR's Max Larkin has been following the search and is with us this morning to talk about the interviews and what to look for. Good morning, Max. Good
morning, Bob.
So first, tell us about the candidates.
Yeah, there's a degree of similarity between them, Bob. There are three career educators. All three started in the classroom. None of them has run a big city school district before. And they're all three people of color who are relatively close in age, mid-40s, early 50s, that kind of zone.
All right. So each of the candidates are going to spend a day in the city in public interviews, as we said. Tell us about the first up.
So Marie Izquierdo goes first. She's here today. She's from Miami. She's the daughter of a Cuban immigrant. And as a state administrator down in Florida, she worked in the controversial business of turning around struggling schools. Then in Miami, she pushed for more computers in classrooms, and she oversaw some respectable academic growth during that time on test scores as their chief academic officer. She is the only one of the three candidates who doesn't have a doctoral degree in education, but she was a fellow, Bob, at the Broad Academy. That program's been around since 2002. I think of it as sort of a Hogwarts for big city superintendents. Boston's last superintendent, Tommy Chang, was himself a graduate, but it's also been criticized for training school officials to be a bit business-minded.
All right, that's number one. Number two, former Minnesota Education Commissioner Brenda Casilius from Minnesota. What do we know about her?
Yeah, Casilius has really risen about as far as you can in education, almost entirely in the state of Minnesota. She started as a sort of teacher aide there 30 years ago, taught for several years, but now she's risen all the way through administration until she oversaw all of Minnesota's public schools from 2011 until just this past January when a new governor came in. One wrinkle, though, Casilius is also up for the top education job in Michigan. In fact, she's set to interview for that job later today. Then she'll be in Boston tomorrow for our superintendent interview. And Michigan will have to narrow down to a smaller pool of finalists, and they won't vote until a week after we do in this city.
So we don't really know whether she'll be available
for this
job. A lot
of suitors.
Yeah. Right, okay. All right, third candidate and the only local finalist, Oscar Santos, will be interviewed on Wednesday. Tell us about him.
Yeah, for the last 6 years or so, Santos has run Cathedral High School, which is a private Catholic high school that serves a lot of low-income students in the South End. He went to Boston College, and he started teaching at English High in Boston in 1996. He was also a headmaster and a superintendent of Randolph Public Schools. And he went to BPS as an immigrant from the Dominican Republic, so that local knowledge could certainly help Santos in a city that can be kind of complicated to figure out.
But Santos, as I understand it, is no stranger to controversy.
I think that's fair to say. There are some Cathedral alumni, some local activists say that he was slow to hire diverse faculty at that school, even though the student body is overwhelmingly Black and Latino. On the other hand, Santos has strong academic credentials of his own. Randolph schools seem to have thrived during his three-year tenures, at least on the test scores, and he has kept up a trend of sending every Cathedral High School graduate onto college.
Oh, well, that's a good record. Each candidate will face questioning from several different groups of Boston leaders. What are they going to be looking for, do you think?
Well, Bob, I think it's important to say this isn't just about Boston. Mayor Walsh has decided to throw his weight behind a bill that could send billions of dollars in state funds into public schools statewide, including Boston's, obviously. And it's pretty clear he's expecting the next superintendent to join that fight as a kind of advocate, a crusader. But there are also lots of simmering controversies in the district, as there always are. The superintendent will be asked to hire more diverse staff, to foster diversity at exam schools like Boston Latin. They probably have to monitor and even possibly tighten the budget of BPS. And then the district is in the middle of this Build BPS, which is a program that is now starting to close and consolidate schools. It's a 10-year program. That process is always super controversial, and many teachers and parents are looking for someone who will be kind of a sympathetic guide to that process.
All right. Who will make the decision on which of these candidates will get hired, and when is that decision expected?
Typically, it belongs to the school committee. They plan to vote on May 1st, but I think it's important to remember they are appointed by the mayor, so I think you have to see his influence in this process as well.
All right. WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.